Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Less than a week after winning the election to be the next U.S. president, Donald Trump is making his moves to build his new administration. The latest appointment sees Mr. Trump picking Tom Homan as the man to oversee the nation's borders. Mr. Homan was the former acting director of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A promise Mr. Trump made on his campaign trail was to launch the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. Meanwhile, U.S. media is reporting that Mr. Trump has selected New York Congresswoman, that's Elise Stefanik, as one of his fiercest allies, as America's ambassador to the United Nations, although the post still requires confirmation from the Senate. And the battle continues for the coveted position of Senate leader. Who wins this will determine how much of Mr. Trump's agenda makes it into law. Elsewhere in Congress, counting is still ongoing to determine who controls the House, with Republicans edging closer to overall control. And for more, we're joined by Simon Marks, live from Washington, D.C. Simon, Mr. Trump's second administration is taking shape. Who are the other runners and riders tipped for top jobs?
Look, I think it's becoming very clear already that Donald Trump is absolutely determined wherever and whenever he can to appoint loyalists of his Make America Great Again movement to senior positions within his government. We've seen that with the appointment of his White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, his former campaign manager, now Elise Stefanik, tipped to become America's next ambassador to the United Nations. There is a tussle underway. It is clear for the position of Secretary of State. We thought that was going to be going to a pretty zealous supporter of Donald Trump, the former U.S. ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell. But there is now quite a lot of smart money being placed on Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. There's also early indications that Robert Lighthizer, the man as U.S. economic advisor who introduced Donald Trump to the concept economically of tariffs, is absolutely going to be playing a central role in the administration to come. We don't know precisely which position he might be filling. Various reports swirling about that. And also, of course, the appointment of Thomas Homan to head the border czar position, essentially becoming Donald Trump's chief deporter ahead of the mass deportation of immigrants that the Trump administration is planning, is the clearest signal yet that he is absolutely determined not to dilute that policy proposition that he offered to voters. There are some losers in all of this. Yesterday, Nikki Haley, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and the former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were rather publicly informed over Donald Trump's social media platforms that they will not be playing a role in his new government. Both had thought they might get the nod for various jobs, Mr. Pompeo particularly looking at the defense secretary's position. But both of them are perceived to have been disloyal to Donald Trump in the past. And so essentially by making that announcement on social media, the president-elect was getting his own back.
Simon, you mentioned Elise Stefanik, one of Mr. Trump's fiercest allies. Now, her appointment as UN ambassador to the United Nations would require confirmation from the U.S. Senate. Mr. Trump reportedly demanding that Republican lawmakers grant him the authority to appoint key officials without that confirmation vote from Senate. Apart from the obvious reasons, are there any underlying reasons for this move from Mr. Trump?
Well, just to be clear, Donald Trump is not trying to circumvent the confirmation process, which he's unable to do. All cabinet appointees, all ambassadors, all federal judges, they all have to go through a confirmation process on Capitol Hill, and that will continue. What Donald Trump is asking Republicans in the Senate to do is to scrub their right to vet even his appointees before he starts offering jobs to people. And Donald Trump is basically saying, I'm steamrolling all of that. There's no legal requirement for me to do it. I want to get on with it. I'm going to appoint to government whomever I want to appoint, and I'm not going to be held up by that process on Capitol Hill. Separately, there is a leadership battle now to succeed Mitch McConnell as the Republican leader in the Senate, with Florida Senator Rick Scott, the favored candidate by Trump World, but others in the running, including Senator John Cornyn of Texas and Senator John Thune of South Dakota. So there's a pretty vigorous battle taking shape on Capitol Hill among distinct wings of the Republican Party over that position. And at the moment, Donald Trump is running into interference as he tries to promote the candidacy of Senator Rick Scott in what would be a very early election before the new Senate arrives in Washington next January to replace Mitch McConnell as the Republicans' leader.
Oh, thanks. It's Simon Mouth reporting live there from Washington, D.C., as Mr. Trump lays out the shape of his new administration.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Saving money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.